This episode is brought to you by our Hosting Handbook mini course. Whether you're already hosting guests on Airbnb or you're still trying to soak up as much knowledge as you can, this course is the ultimate cheat sheet.
It can transform your hosting from hobby to business. Get our coveted templates that include the welcome book, turnover handbook, and supply closet spreadsheet, and other great bonuses you don't want to miss.
Our hosting handbook is usually priced at $297, but for a very limited time, you can grab your seat for just $67. Head to www.thanksforvisiting.me/hosting handbook to get all the deets. Now, on to the show.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another great week. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Kick off this episode like we do every week and showcase one of you, our valued listeners, who are using our hashtag #STRShareSunday. And of course, if you're new to our show, STR does stand for short-term rental. Nettie G, who is using our hashtag this week?
All right. This week we have @WildPinesCabin. Ooh. Again, @WildPinesCabin. Go like them on the gram. Let's get it going. It's Todd and Tessa. They are in Minnesota. And man, first of all, they have just have a nice, sleek, simple logo because they have a 1974 A-frame. But I want to talk about a couple of things. Love on their Instagram. They're reposting some of their guests. Love that. User-generated content. That is what that is, ladies and gentlemen. Use it to your advantage. Let your guests create content for you. Not only does it look great, it helps. It's social proof to add on to your reviews. But one thing I really, really want to highlight, and Sarah and I talk about this a lot, of course, you always want to highlight all the amazing things about your property. But in your listing, let's keep it real. Let's keep it honest. They do an amazing job of letting their guests know a couple of things. For instance, they have their staircase. It might not be kid-friendly or if you have some mobility issues. Mm. They talk about their driveway and how it's windy and curvy and they can't always, you know, predict what the weather is going to be. They're very honest about their Wi-Fi and that you could probably stream a few things, but maybe not the whole family. So just really appreciate their honesty because I know that's going to help them in the end make sure that they're giving the guest exactly the product that they want. So Todd and Tessa, you're crushing it. Plus you're just go to their feed. Their cabin's so amazing. Every, you know, you're going to want to go stay there right now. But like them, give them some love, follow them on the gram, and use our hashtag #STRShareSunday. And we would love to share your space so you can live your dream.
Yeah. All right. On to the show. We've got a solution to an issue that I know, especially if you manage several short-term rentals, this episode today is really going to speak to you. If you don't yet, but you plan on growing or you dream of growing, this episode is for you. Today we have on the show, Jeffrey Ilulian. I was very nervous to say his last name, but I think I got it right. Jeff has been in the vacation rental industry for nearly a decade. He has set up, managed, or operated over 250 plus vacation rental properties. So you guys, he gets us. From cozy cabins in the woods to luxury mansions in Beverly Hills, Jeff has successfully grown several businesses and has a passion for interdisciplinary problem solving in emerging industries. He firmly believes that the further you push outside of your comfort zone, the larger the zone becomes. Jeff has a background in economics and philosophy from Columbia University and a JD from UCLA School of Law before becoming an entrepreneur. He spent 3 years as a lawyer practicing business litigation, intellectual property, and cybersecurity. Jeff, you are incredibly well-rounded. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here and pretty good pronunciation on the last name.
Thank you.
Excited about that.
So let's get started how we always do, which honestly is what a lot of our listeners love digging into, which is how the heck did you get involved in this industry into, you know, managing or operating over 250 plus vacation rental properties?
Hopefully did you slam something on your law office desk and walk out and say, I'm doing short-term rentals. I hope it was dramatic.
Absolutely. Yeah. I left in a very large fashion and everybody was a little bit confused about what I was doing, but, I kind of stayed true to the course and fell into this industry like a lot of people did, you know, with one property and then just becoming obsessed with how great it was. So, I was practicing as a lawyer for a long time and I had one additional property on the side that I was going to try out the Airbnb thing. So started that property and realized very quickly, it was right across the street from where I was living, and realized very, very quickly that it was something I was passionate about and something that could be very, very lucrative. So that one property turned into three, the three properties turned into five. All of a sudden, I was more or less making around the same as what I was making as a lawyer at a big law firm. I couldn't believe it. And the idea of kind of growing that business, both with my own properties and managing other people's properties, was something that was so exciting to me. And just kept going from there. All different types of, you know, my career and properties that I've had have been all different types of things from, you know, very, very high-end luxury homes to apartment buildings where I'm doing corporate housing for, you know, nurses or whoever it is in your hospitals, to renting to movie studios for large, you know, motion pictures, to celebrities, to, you know, you name it. I've done a lot of different types of things in this industry. So I have had a very interesting career. And my most recent thing, which is Host GPO, which I'm excited to talk about, really was started from a problem that I had in my own business, in my rental business.
That's a lot.
It's so much.
Okay, so I just want to, where was your first property? Just so our listeners have an idea.
Yeah, my first property was actually in the middle of Los Angeles. So just next to West Hollywood, right in the center of Los Angeles. Nice. And my secret sauce that I had at the beginning, you know, 7 years ago, was 8 years ago, my business model was in Los Angeles specifically. This was pre-LA regulations, when everything was kind of still open, but there is a big, big problem. And I know this happens in a lot of places. There's a big problem when you are renovating a house. So if you're buying a house to flip it, or you are going to do anything like that, you have to go through a really long permit and entitlement process. And so my secret sauce was, there were all these houses that were good, but not great, that were going to be either demolished or renovated or something like that. And so I looked at it as just like Airbnb looks at, you know, the concept, right? Short-term rentals look at taking something that is just kind of sitting there and really making some value out of it if it's your second home. I looked at that as in this process and said, hey, look, this house is going to be pretty much empty for 8 months, 9 months, a year through this entitlement process. So I tried to find as many of those as I could and turn those into short-term rentals for, you know, a year. And then when the permit came through or whatever it was, I would give it back to the developer and they would build a house. So really, really allowed me to grow quickly at, you know, an under market rent and in a meaningful way. So that was kind of how I got started.
I have not heard of that technique.
That's an interesting technique.
Yeah. No, we love that because we can layer that on. So everybody listening, take them up on those notes. That's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. And so that was most of your career in LA then when it comes to managing? Is that, because that sounds about right. Because if you were able to do movie stars to high-end luxury to corporate stuff, I mean, LA would really be a great breeding ground for that.
Yeah, a lot of my properties, especially starting out, were based here. It got to the point where once we had the infrastructure in place and the team in place to do, you know, kind of large scale property management, we had customer service people and accounting and all that stuff built out. It got to the point where we were managing units for other people in other cities as well. And we expanded to, you know, areas surrounding LA, but we really focused on creating a great operation here and try to centralize as much of that as we could.
Are you still in operation today with your management company?
We are in operation. I'm not as involved as I was. Okay. And honestly, our units are down from what they were. We did a big COVID pivot at the beginning of COVID. We kind of cut a lot of things that were borderline keepers. And what we have now are things that we're really, really happy with. They're properties that have been performing well for years and things that we don't want to get rid of.
Yeah, we're big cheerleaders for quality over quantity. And, you know, for real estate investors out there, I say this too, it's like people always like say how many doors they have, and it's less of how many doors you have and how much income each door brings, you know, because that can also vary widely. So that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with that more. And then I think the extension of that is, however many doors you have, you can think of front doors or you can think of room doors, right?
Yes. So yeah.
One front door is the same amount of work if you have 8 bedrooms or you have, you know,
no,
2.
No, that's 100%. That's
yes, you're not
I
wrong.
I like that analogy for
you're
sure.
You're not wrong.
All right. So you're crushing it, but it sounds like you probably started to, you know, feel some pain points along the way and see some opportunity. So talk us through the you already made a huge transition from law to short-term rental host. And then talk to us about, when was there a specific pain point that got your wheels spinning on your new endeavor? Can you take us back to that?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that the main point when it was, what I was setting up a whole building of, I think it was 16 units. So, and there were 2 and 3 bedrooms. And I remember furnishing those units, and I had to do it on a very, very short timeline because it was a, you know, one of these, we weren't sure how long we were going to have the building for. And I remember going in Los Angeles down to Pico and Robertson, where there's all these mattress stores in a row, and walking in and out of each mattress store and trying to talk to the owners and say, I'm about to buy, you know, 40 mattresses.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. What can we do here? You know, what am I supposed to do? And it was just such a frustrating process. And I couldn't believe that at the volume we were buying, that I was doing stuff like this, and we were running back and forth to Costco to buy sheets and, you know, Ross and TJ Maxx and whatever else we could find. And every time we needed to buy things, it just became very, very apparent to me that there was no solution here. And the concept of a GPO isn't something that we made up. GPO stands for Group Purchasing Organization. They exist in a lot of other industries. Hotels have them, hospitals have them, pharmaceutical industry have them. But there really wasn't one for the space that was tailored to what it is that we needed. So host GPO is really the concept of creating a procurement solution, a buying solution, by making a group of all the professional hosts that we can kind of band together and negotiating the best possible deals that we can on things like furniture, mattresses, linens, supplies, in a way that, you know, is easy to order for us, but also saves you the time of having to shop around, saves you the time of having to try out a bunch of products. You know, there's all these different benefits, but that was really the pain point. The pain point was standing in this place, you know, sweating, talking to the guy. He's on the phone with his owner in Dallas trying to figure out, you know, what kind of deal they can. They're very confused about why I'm buying 40 mattresses. So that was the point.
He's like, what are you up to, sir?
No, that's great. So obviously you couldn't make, you know, create a solution right there because you had those 16 units you had to get up and running. How quickly did you turn those around? I'm scared of your timeline. You probably didn't sleep. I don't want to know.
Yeah, I think from signing the lease to getting them up and live, I think we did it in like 13 days.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh, it was okay. Crazy. Even with running around all those stores?
It was so crazy. I that one, I did two 24-foot moving trucks.
Yes.
That I had meet me on a Sunday at a flea market. And I bought out the two full trucks and then had them load the furniture in. And, you know, look, we saved a lot of money, but in retrospect, it was so much work. We went to IKEA to buy a lot of our like plates and stuff back then.
Yep.
And I think we had like 45 shopping carts and my whole team of employees there, holding like three carts.
This is amazing.
It took 6 hours to check out. It was crazy.
I would have watched that YouTube video had you guys had that content.
Sarah's probably doing it. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so many loads of dishes and laundry. It's making my head spin. All right. So how do you, we get asked all the time about sheets and about couches and about towels. And I mean, all the consumables, you know, all the amenities. When you started down this endeavor, what did you start to reach out to other hosts and see if they had the same pain point? Or did you go full in like, hey, I want to figure out how I can get a group purchasing business started? What were the next steps there?
Absolutely. So this became even more apparent to me when I started going to these vacation rental conferences. Mm-hmm. You know, there's the ResFests and all of these different types of places where hosts are getting together. And as soon as I started meeting other people, you know, managing 20 units, 10 units, you know, or more, this was a problem everybody was going through. And it was like this kind of secret club of, well, where are you buying your sheets from? And where do you get your, you know, we're in different markets, but where are you getting yours? And so that really like triggered in my mind, this is absolutely essential. And we started this by joining together, you know, a dozen or two companies like us and saying, okay, we're going to give it a shot with a couple thousand units between all of us and see what kind of deals we can get. And then that started to grow and grow as the group started to grow. And I think now we're at probably close to 75,000 units between all of our members.
Wow. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, because the more people that have been joining, you know, it's allowed us to negotiate even better deals moving forwards.
That's my question was that a pain point? What you said, just 1,000 units, is that the situation? So these companies that you go to who make these goods, they won't give you wholesale pricing or better wholesale pricing if you can't come with the demand.
Yeah, there was a little bit of a building the bridge from both sides problem for sure. But I think that these companies, a lot of them had already work with GPOs, so they understood the potential. Mm-hmm. And so it was a combination of, you know, getting them on board with the concept of what we were trying to do and also growing with more and more members. And so what's nice about the deals that we've made is that even with our specific vendors, the deals get better over time. So when we hit thresholds as a group, we're going to get another 5% here. We're going to get another 5% there. And so it's a really nice kind of community effort that we are all in this together. And the more we all buy into this, the better it'll become.
And you can get a higher caliber of sheets, towels. The more buying power there is, the better the discount, then obviously individuals can upgrade everything that they have too. And that's such a great thing that the guest gets to partake in also.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things you guys really stand for is, like you said, quality, right? And that was a big thing for me as I look at this as a way better solution to make better guest experiences, to make better properties. Whereas if you're able to buy furniture from, you know, our furniture partners like Williams Sonoma, West Elm, and Pottery Barn, if you're able to buy that furniture at closer to IKEA pricing or Ashley's furniture or wherever you're buying from, all of a sudden your unit will just start to pop and really you'll see the returns and have to replace furniture less. There's all those types of benefits that are built in.
And just taking that example too, as a, you know, I've got a storied history with interior design, and listeners, even if, let's say, the Pottery Barn sofa is X amount of dollars over the IKEA, even with group purchasing power, I'll tell you what, that couch from Pottery Barn is going to last you longer than that couch from IKEA. So if it's just like the difference of like 100, 150 bucks, whatever that is, and IKEA is still less expensive, I want you to think about the long haul and longevity of your business, because you put better quality furniture in there, it's going to look better for longer, and it's actually going to just last and function longer too.
Yeah, I've had that problem so many times with my pullout sofas that I was getting before. They last for a year, maybe year and a half. And after you open and close it so many times, then all of a sudden you're dealing with having to replace it, having to block off a day so that you can get a new one in there, trying to fix it, dealing with a guest refund. There's you know, all the costs aren't even the upfront costs. It's the replacement cost, the time, all of that adds up. And you're better off buying something from, you know, Pottery Barn or West Elm that they have a designation called contract grade. If you buy something that's contract grade, it means it's meant to withstand commercial use. They test it for those types of environments. So really, that's kind of what we really focus on in terms of our partners, are quality products that we think go well in vacation rental properties. And Pottery Barn's a great example of that. Our linen partner is another really prime example of that.
No, it's exciting.
And listeners, really pay attention to what Jeff just said. A lot of times we think about the cost of an item, but really you should reframe that and think of the return on investment you can get from that high caliber item. Like you said, you're going to have, you know, hopefully better reviews, less guest complaints. Maybe you won't have to, you know, replace it as often.
Your cleaning team's going to appreciate it because it's actually a fabric that can withstand spot treatment. You know what I mean? Those sorts of things.
So it's actually an investment in your business opposed to an expense. So if you start to think about those items that you're purchasing for your place, it really just puts a new perspective. It makes it more enjoyable to buy these items because you're not thinking, oh, it's costing me this, it's costing me this. You really just think about, I'm going to have a great return on investment for buying this great item for my unit. So that's a great way that you frame that up of like the day that someone's going to have to come in and replace it, or if you're going to have someone come in look at it to see if you have to replace it. That's the type of stuff you don't think of where you're like, oh my gosh, this couch is only $200. It's like, no, that thing is going to cost you $2,000 at the end of the day because you didn't buy a quality one.
So, yeah, and I mean,
okay.
Oh, sorry.
No, you go.
No, I was going to say you're 100% right. And those costs can be things that you can't even fathom. So, I mean, I had one where I had an employee who had tried to fix a piece of furniture that was broken, and it had, you know, a piece of metal that had came out, and, you know, unfortunately, it was very sad, but he like got a big cut on his hand and had to go to the hospital and get stitches, and, you know, all of that stuff. Is these are the long-term costs. And then you think about return on investment. You can also think about it in terms of, you know, it's hard to quantify, but how much more revenue are you going to get per booking if you have a picture of a couch that looks that much better?
No.
Is it $1? Is it $2 per booking? Is it, you know, each item kind of has that exact price point somehow built in.
I couldn't, and like, listeners, you're no strangers to Annette and I preaching. Just we just can't get behind that whole like find a sofa on the side of the road or find the cheapest thing ever so you can make money as fast as possible. Like, we do want to support that, like, B+ work is better than not getting started at all, and that we understand everyone has budgets, you know, but at the same time, people are paying to stay here. There are safety concerns. There is just the caliber of the space and longevity. If you're going to do it once, do it right and have it last longer for you. But okay, Jeff, listeners are getting excited. This is awesome. Can everyone join this? Or is there, who can join Host GPO?
So currently Host GPO can be joined by anybody who has or manages 3 or more units.
Okay.
So if you are operating 3 units, if you're a management company, or if you're an interior designer who is designing and setting up vacation rentals, we work with interior designers as well. If you have less than 3 units, there are other ways to join. For example, we work with certain trade associations that we think are doing great work. So for example, Host to Host in the Pacific Northwest, they're a great organization. It's been around for a long time. So if you are a member of a certain trade association that is a Host GPO member, then you can join that way as well. But in general, anybody with 3 or more units can join. I should also say that it is currently free for the first year. That is going to change and become less than a year very, very soon, just because we've been growing so quickly. But it's free for the first year. There's no commitment to buy anything. We don't collect anybody's credit card information or subscribe you to anything. This is really about kind of creating a community, and hopefully people will get enough value out of it that when we decide to charge our subscription, that people will be excited about, paying.
Okay, listeners, jump on it now. can you give us, Jeff, would you be able to, for our show notes, would you be able to give us a list or a link to where if a host does have less than 3 properties, those groups that they could join or research join?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I can send you, I'll send you guys a list and you can add it to the show notes.
For sure. We just know a lot of our listeners are just getting started, or maybe they have 1 property, but heck, it might sleep 18. So a place that sleeps 18 might have more mattresses, sheets, and towels than someone that has
3 one bedrooms.
One bedroom. Yeah. So
that might be, so listeners, look for those solutions in our show notes. And
And what do you see, if we could do some scenarios, what do you see, Jeff, as far as percentage of savings? Do you have some statistics that you can share with our listeners to get them excited?
Yeah, absolutely. So on a new unit setup, and these numbers are a little bit difficult to project just because depending on what type of a unit you're setting up, right? So somebody, we ran our numbers on somebody who has, let's say, 20, 30 units and is setting up one more in that, you know, continuum. The average savings on a unit setup are around 52%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. What does that process look? So what is it? Okay, they're in, they've got three units or they belong to something. They're in. Now what?
So once you join HostGPO and you go to HostGPO.com, you fill out the application. Every single person that signs up gets an in-person onboarding call where we talk to you. We talk about your units. We take a look at your listings and we just ask questions about where you're buying stuff from and try to help solve these problems that you might be having. So you do an onboarding call. And once you get approved, you're able to log into the HostGPO member portal. And the member portal is where all of our deals, which are confidential, right? We can't publicly advertise what they are. I can tell you, you're going to save between 30 and 75% on, you know, pretty much everything on there, but I can't tell you exactly what each deal is. So once you are a member, you can log into the member portal and you'll be able to see a list of all of our vendor partners that we have. And each vendor partner has a description for what the deal that we get is. And that deal can be things from discounts, like just a flat percentage off, to better customer support, so you're not treated like the person that just orders one couch, to access to products that you can't get otherwise. So maybe it's a hospitality product that they don't sell publicly that you can, you know, access all of a sudden. So there are all these additional benefits, in terms of what I would call a deal. So you'll be able to see the deals and you'll be able to see how to place orders at each vendor. Sometimes it's as easy as a coupon code that we have on our site that you can put in their shopping cart. Sometimes it's a form that you have to fill out, but each of these pages kind of describes what the deal is and how to place orders.
What do you see your members like getting the most excited about when they're like, holy smokes, I just saved on, what is that item that they're like kind of mind blown that they got that deal?
So it happens for different people with different things, but across the board, I would say people are very, very excited about the linen deals that we have. Mm-hmm. We partnered with this company, Standard Textile, they're one of the largest linen companies in the US. They sell to Marriott and Hyatt and all these big hotel companies. And they make hospitality grade linens. And when people understand what that means, usually there's a very, very big aha moment where you see people say, what do you mean? It comes pre-laundered, so I don't have to do the first loads of laundry when they come, like all these sheets and linens, or mm-hmm. it has a color coding system on the inside. So my fulls, queens, and kings are all separated and I don't have to, I can buy individual sheets without having to buy full sets. And then they see the pricing compared to what they're getting at Costco with like the Charisma line or, you know, the quality compared to what they're buying on Amazon Utopia. I mean, I know I bought all of this stuff.
Yeah. You know? You're spitting them out pretty quick. I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah. I mean, I've gone through each and every sheet iteration. And when I found Standard Textiles, it was just this big aha moment of, oh, of course this exists.
But
of course,
Jeff, can you fold a fitted sheet? That's what we really want to know. Mm.
Can I fold a fitted sheet?
Yeah. Come on.
I'll give you the real answer, which is I don't use fitted sheets anymore. I go flat top, flat bottom.
Ooh. Flat top, flat bottom. Okay. Okay.
Why? I want to know why.
So that's how hotels do it, actually. Right? And mm-hmm. it's the cleaning team can turn over the beds a lot faster without having to do fitted sheets. And consistency, I eliminate a whole product that I have to buy, which is I don't buy fitted sheets anymore.
Wow. Nice.
I just buy flats.
Because you can buy them separately and have them. Before you can too. But no, it's things like that that's just going to help you.
I love that little, because I guess I was just going to say, do you think guests care? But I'm like, now that at a hotel, like I never look to make sure the sheet's a fitted sheet. Like it does, I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All right.
Jeff,
who would have known that question would have unleashed that? Okay. I like it. So the linens, do they also, do you have any towel tricks? Give us some towel tricks. Give us some other hosting tricks in here.
Yeah. Oh God, what else can we do? They have, so it's nice to be able to buy from them also because you can get pillows, towels, pool towels, duvets, all of it from one place. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I have any specific towel tricks.
You know, the one thing that drives me nuts, these are two bed things. I think and someone gave us this, but bunk beds are just, I don't like bunk beds. They're too hard to make, but duvets, like duvet covers. Like I wish there was just something.
You guys have seen the easy. YouTube burrito method, haven't you?
I can't do the burrito method.
Oh.
I've seen the burrito method. I can't do it.
You can't? So. Oh, okay. No, it's so much better than like, yeah.
All right. So like can they buy cleaning products, bulk cleaning products or like toiletries? What are some other things besides the obvious sheets and towels and couches? What are some other
Absolutely.
Things?
So furniture, mattresses, we have a great mattress partner. Toiletries, that's a big one. We have two amenity partners. One is World Amenities, which is a great company, especially if you're buying travel size bottles and you're buying in kind of bulk quantities. We get pricing, that's a big aha moment for people too when they start to see the travel size bottle pricing. So that is a great one. And then we have a new partnership with a company called Public Goods, which I think for anybody doing kind of...
I love Public Goods.
They make great products. And for anybody doing kind of mid-level to luxury units, it's a really nice, very clean branding. They're super environmentally conscious and sustainable. And, from Host GPO, like all of our other vendors, we get the absolute best pricing available. Nobody, even the 3,000 unit operators out there, are getting close to what we get. So it's just a really clean solution to be able to buy for public goods.
Because I mean, you guys, I'm pretty sure the stat is correct, but please correct me if I'm wrong. But like, there are more short-term rentals than there are hotel rooms, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like, wait. So that's just, like you said, like it's taken someone like you to bring us all together to like have the same deals that hotels get.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of crazy that it hasn't happened yet, and so I'm just very excited that it's very nice to talk to people and onboard people all day and just hear everybody's going through the same stuff. Everybody's going through the same issues, and it's so interesting when people say things like, "Yeah, I don't know, it was rated so high on Amazon, but it just doesn't work for this." And that's because people that are buying it on Amazon are using it for their houses. That's not what you're using it for. It's just a different
that's a great
product.
Point.
So it's the collective knowledge that we're really also providing, which is a lot of our
that's
vendors
a quote.
We found
that's
from,
a quote.
From hosts.
Yeah, collective knowledge. And that's where it gets stronger, the more people that you can bring into the membership. And especially when people are just getting started, like you said, like we just go to Amazon and that's daily use for individuals, not, tons of people coming to your home.
Speaking of the Amazon situation, okay, another like thought that maybe our listeners are having, are right, Jeff, but like all I have to do right now is like go into my Amazon account, reorder those things that I've gotten 5, 6, 7 other times and I just order it. So talk to me about the time commitment of first reaching out to all of these partners that Host GPO has. I'm sure, is that first contact with them like the most time consuming? And then after that, is it easy to keep reordering?
Yeah, absolutely. So there definitely is a little kind of learning curve, which is when you join Host GPO, there's going through the onboarding call. And we try to make sure that we are guiding people in the right direction because certain vendors aren't going to make sense for certain people. So one of our linen partners is Brooklinen, who we love. And it's great. If you're doing luxury sheets, Brooklinen is, it's nice something you can put on your listing. I have Brooklinen sheets and people will respond to them. So we think that they're great, but that might not be the right fit for a lot of people. So one thing we do is try to guide you towards the companies that we think are the right fits.
Okay.
And then once you order from each company one time, that process it's already set for you. So whether you're ordering, if you have a lot of units and you want to take advantage of our Home Depot partnership for things like toilet paper and paper towels, you can actually set up recurring deliveries as well. Hmm. So there are some of those things built in. But yes, the first, the idea is that this is going to save you so much time and product trying on the back end that a little bit of kind of going through it one time is worth it.
Absolutely. So it's almost like a slow down to speed up situation. And I like to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just slow down to speed up. Okay.
Well, what's next? Like what are there some vendors out there that you're just trying to?
Yeah. Is it, to are not, the options to get deals growing done? Or?
Yeah. What's the vision for Host GPO? Like what? I guess I'm going to ask two questions. A, do you have any competitors right now that you know of, really?
Not really. There are a couple other companies that do things like offer design services where they'll come in and like set your unit up for you. And you know, they have those types of things. But honestly, there's nobody that's a really direct competitor.
Perfect. I will say, because we've talked to Jeff before this call, listeners, we always take our guests very seriously who we bring on. And this is a good deal. And I'll say, listeners, I belong to other group purchasing groups.
Sarah fact checked Jeff's pricing.
Well, not only that, but I wanted to see if like my trade discounts, you know, if you're listening and you're already an interior designer or you're an architect or you're a contractor of some sort, I will say that more often than not, when I looked at the pricing, that you got better deals than trade discounts, Jeff, or host GPO did. So if you're listening and you're wondering like, nah, I'm already an interior designer, I'm a stager, I already got this, maybe think about it again, because what host GPO offers a lot of the times the pricing is actually better.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, especially in terms of the, you know, Williams Sonoma brands and stuff, you know, our discount is significantly better than the normal trade program for interior designers. Yeah. So we have a lot of people that join specifically for that reason.
Yep, it's good.
And then to the other question about what's next and kind of what's going on, we're very excited to announce our new partnership next week with an art company.
Okay.
So we have a new art partner, which we're very excited about.
That's amazing. Okay.
Wall art is very, very, very expensive. And it's a little bit silly that the price per, you know, square inch of a TV is less than art a lot of the time. And that, I just don't think that's right. So our new art partner, we're particularly excited about because one, the pricing is excellent and the variety that they offer is pretty amazing.
That, because you know what, actually, I...
Yeah, we know we can look at what all we know where art's from. If you scroll through,
if
you're like,
if I see your listing, I know where that steed head is from. I know where that fig leaf picture is from because we don't have many options, or like until host GPO, we don't have access to the stuff that would be. So I love the pricing's awesome, but the variety of, that was my question for you, was like, okay, but are we all going to have the same pieces of art? Because that's not fun.
Yeah. So that was one thing we were really focused on for kind of the art partner. And one kind of additional benefit is this company, they have, I don't know if this is the exact number, but it's like over 7 million SKUs of different types of art and decor and things like that.
Wow.
So it's a really, really big partner. And we think that people will, they also emphasize and work a lot with local artists.
Nice.
And it's less of a kind of mass print situation and more of a, you know what, I bought from this company for a long time for a lot of my units, especially units that I was doing themes or where I really wanted to do some sort of specific design. This was really a nice way to, sometimes you're doing like, you know, a beach house or a nautical theme or a, you know, I did a rock and roll house one time and it was cool to be able to put art that matched to really create that space.
Right. That's exciting. Well, I cannot hear to wait.
And listeners, by the time this airs, he probably will have made the announcement. So just hop on the host GPO and you'll know who it is. But you're going to have to go on their site to, you know, see who it is. Can you give our listeners, Jeff, some, obviously, we've just went through a very interesting year and travels up in the air. Can you just, since you're really in, you're in this space, you're talking to a lot of people, let's talk about the optimism and how excited you are about the future of travel and short-term rentals.
Very excited. I think in the short term, we have this kind of summer is coming moment where revenge travel is really about to happen. We're starting to see it. I've been hearing from a lot of people who are getting ready to gear up for the summer and are, you know, buying those pool chairs and buying the towels and I think that people are starting to see those bookings trickle in. So from that perspective, I think things are going very well. We also have all these new markets that really weren't markets before. I sound like a broken record because I say it so much, but all of the listeners out in Broken Bow, Oklahoma, you guys are doing
killing it.
So special out there.
Right.
You're creating a market. You're really creating a market and all they're doing such beautiful homes. Mm-hmm. So I'm very impressed with what's going on out there. And there are a ton of different areas like that, that are really, really starting to grow. I think that from like a, maybe this is just a Southern California thing, but if I look at Joshua Tree, for example, mm-hmm. I can't believe how nice the stuff that's in Joshua Tree is. I mean, it's beautiful. I would rather stay at an Airbnb over pretty much any hotel in Palm Springs just because they're so cool. So, you know, I see people having set up and built beautiful units. You know, it's a tragic thing that I think it's something like 30% of listings in the US have gone. But I think what that means for people moving forwards is if you held on and you're ready to go, it's about to happen. So I'm very, very optimistic about this summer and about travel, honestly, domestic travel in the US for the next couple years at least.
It was a nice way, you know, there's nothing fortunate about what we've gone through with this pandemic. So I do not mean to make light of it, but I also don't think that doesn't mean we can't look at some of the positive things that come out of tragic situations. It helps with the moving on and the figuring it out. And I think with the short-term rental industry, it's been a nice cleansing of these rentals or these, you know, Airbnbs or what have you that were put out there really haphazardly. Those who survived are thriving, and those who come back, I think, are going to bring their A game. And because guests are, and this is another thing too about host GPO, guests are, man, are they picky. And man, do they like see through you these days. You know what I mean? Like, and they are looking.
They
yeah, as they should. They are looking, they are expecting more cleanliness, good quality, all those things are just, that's what they want. That's what they need. And that's what I'm excited that our listeners and beyond are going to be able to provide.
I think that's totally right. I mean, I think 7-8 years ago, it was really, really hard to miss. You couldn't make a mistake. You could put anything.
No,
you put a mattress.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, Airbnb started as, you know, the air in Airbnb is for air mattress, right? That's what this was. That's what this started as. And it's just not really that anymore. And so I think the focus and attention to quality and attention to all of these things, you know, pricing, the things you guys always talk about are so important. They're kind of essential now, whereas before they were really meant for optimizing. You have to do these things. They're not optional anymore.
It's baseline. I agree.
Well, Jeff, we are so appreciative of what you're doing in this space because it's elevated reciprocity here. Like, you're really here to help the host, but truly you're helping the guest by offering a great product and offering a price point that hosts can buy more and maybe more often to replace things that need to be replaced or up-level their game. So I know Sarah and I are just excited for every host that's going to join your program because we know that's going to trickle down into every single guest that stays. So you might be serving, like you said, 75,000 units, but compound that by how many guests are sleeping in your double flat sheet beds. And you're saving so many turnover professionals from having to put those dang fitted sheets on the bed. So we're super thankful for you and what you're doing. And we're excited to partner up with you and watch the growth and get some cool art.
Anything, yeah, absolutely.
Anything we haven't asked you about host GPO that you would like our listeners to know about?
Yeah, make sure like they have to go to your site. What's the one thing they need to know?
You know, I think the thing to really know is there's no downside here. I mean, just like sign, like there's no sign up, talk to us. You know,
right.
We're giving it away right now as we've been growing, and I think. You know, for people who are on the fence about it, I would say sign up now because, like I said, we are changing soon and we will be shortening the free trial period just because we've kind of hit that point now
where
we have enough people that it's starting to make sense. And, you know, the long-term vision for this is really, really, really to make it a true GPO. And there's very GPO type things that we don't have yet, like wouldn't it be cool if everybody got $10 off their internet bills for all their properties those are the long term goals and we're working really hard to get there. We are also only in the US and Canada right now.
Okay.
Any US and Canada listeners.
Do you have a wait list for international at all?
We do. And we are hoping to expand. We're already starting our talks with vendors and people in a couple other countries right now. So we are hoping that by the end of this year, we can really launch in a couple other places.
Yeah.
As well.
Host, help Jeff out. Join because the more of us on, you know, the buying power expands. So we hope that our listeners will help you out.
Great. Thank you, Jeff, so much for your time and your expertise and, of course, your innovation for our industry. It really means so much to us and our listeners. And
Yeah, listeners, let us know what you're buying on Host GPO.
Yeah, there you go. Show us on Instagram, send us an email. That being said too, listeners, if you want to, we always send notifications about our episodes to our email list. We are hi@thanksforvisiting.me. Also, if you're listening to this and you're on the treadmill or in your car, don't fret. Those show notes will also get emailed to you. So if you're not on our email list, please subscribe today. And other than that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros, is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.